We're going to talk, Jerry, today about something that just came out 2 days ago. We got picked this up from intelligence in the Middle East, and I would like to go ahead and just highlight that for our listeners. It's called Electronic Jihad. In a special internet announcement in Arabic, we had some intelligence counter-terrorist sources. Osama bin Laden's followers announced Monday, October 29th, the launching of Electronic Jihad. On Sunday, November 11th, Al-Qaeda's electronic experts will start attacking Western Jewish, Israeli, Muslim, apostate, and Shiite websites. On day one, they will test their skills against 15 targeted sites and expand their operation from day to day thereafter until hundreds of thousands of Islamist hackers are in action against untold numbers of anti-Muslim sites. Today, we have probably the top guy, Dr. Andrew Kolarik, on as our guest, and we're going to talk about that. Welcome, Andrew.
Hey, how are you doing, General and crew?
We're just fine, and Jerry and Andy, welcome you as well. We understand you're working on a new book.
Yeah, I'm putting together a manuscript right now, working title, Enabling Terrorism. And a few months ago, I just put out my third book on cyber terrorism called Cyber Warfare and Cyber Terrorism.
Andrew, I just read that Electronic Jihad announcement that came out from the Middle East. Any substantial worry there about that? We know the Chinese have been hacking big time into our government computers. We know the Islamists have trained internet specialists, website developers. They connect through the internet. But how much validity do you think may be in this posting?
Well, I'm not entirely sure about the validity of a specific target date, but I can tell you that Al-Qaeda, their affiliates, their supporters, their state sponsors are putting together a whole series of technologies specifically to exploit the internet, not just for recruitment, although these types of sensationalistic news reports add to their recruitment efforts, but for intelligence, for disabling our infrastructures such as power plants, water supply, dams, disrupting business, websites, commerce, anything they can do to harass us, they're absolutely fully dedicated to this endeavor.
Andrew, this is another Andy here, another Andrew. Just tell me how they've been able to recruit and get the folks that have the technology and the skill factor to do what they're planning on trying to do.
Well, a lot of this ideology that's going on right now is being put out on the internet in the form of news groups, discussion forums, videos, rap music tied to the videos, etc. So a large part of westernized people who have some kind of inclination or support this type of extremism or want to feel empowered, because they're all in a lot of ways these are ultra minority marginalized people in very affluent societies. So they grew up with computers. They have access to the infrastructures. They're essentially doing the same thing that Al-Qaeda did on 9/11. They're taking our own technologies, in the case of 9/11, airliners, and turning them into missiles. Well, when it comes to the technology jihad, cyber jihad, they're taking our own electronic global information infrastructure, and they're putting it to work against us.
Wow.
This is Jerry Molin. Welcome to the show. I wanted to ask you about the internet part of this thing, because to me, if they're going to make some kind of a statement, they're going to have to go after some kind of a rather large target. And what do you suppose that might be? Would it be one of the major phone companies that ties into the internet? Would it be a government facility? Because I can understand, you know, disrupting services and that, but to me that's separate than the internet.
Well, I see this in two stages, and this report is stage one. This first stage is, let's start learning how to attack the West's infrastructure. The way that hackers get good, or crackers, or cyber criminals, or cyber terrorists, is they have to practice their craft. If you want to get good at war, what do? You go to war. If you survive, you get better at it. So
Andrew, let me ask you this
doing...
then.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to follow up with this because to me it kind of ties in. If that's the case, do we have an internet intelligence service that basically is tracking these guys and can possibly put a stop to it?
Well, I don't know about putting a stop to it. I do know that the United States has several departments that are tracking, monitoring. They may even be covertly attacking, building their own skill sets. I know the Air Force, there was a general who made a statement that they will have cyberspace superiority here soon. I don't know how likely that is. But the fact of the matter is, you know, the United States only possesses perhaps 24-25% of all the internet subscriber accounts. That means three quarters of the internet traffic out there is well outside our borders. And as
well, that's
a result,
amazing.
Now how can you have superiority over something you don't have the numerical superiority to begin with?
Well, let me answer that in part two, Andrew. The National Security Agency, located at Fort Meade, Maryland, we have very sophisticated counter hackers.
Absolutely.
Okay? And they're listening each and every day. And we've gotten extremely better at triangulation of cell phone, internet communications by the jihadists. So feel confident. We're getting better at it, and we can knock these sites down. We can shut them down when we pick them up. Task Force Orange, which you can read about in Rowan Scarborough's book, Sabotage, will explain to you how the NSA and our hackers have picked up high-value targets and knocked down a lot of al-Qaeda leadership. And it's been through the internet and also triangulation of cell phone calls. So, Andrew,
but we're
doing our job, and the Israelis we learned a lot from. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're not going to be able to control much of this activity. What you're going to be able to do is put out all the small fires. By monitoring those correspondences, you're going to get a couple big fish.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really big ocean.
Yeah.
That's the main problem.
And
a lot of this, there's a whole lot of current Islamic radical thought being put together that says we want a jihad of one, like an army of one.
Mm-hmm.
They want spontaneous creation of jihad all over the world, especially in Western countries.
Our guest is Dr. Andrew Kolarik. Andrew, can you stay with us for a short part of the next segment?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, great. Okay, we're going to go to a short break here. This is Stand Up America. Make sure you go to our blog website. It's the best on the internet, standupamericaradio.com. We'll be right back after this important message from the bunkers of Stand Up America. Back, ladies and gentlemen, inside the bunkers of Stand Up America, the Stand Up America Project. We write articles, we do books, we do speeches, we do everything on the Stand Up America Project. So to find out more about this, go to our website, standupamericaradio.com, and you access us also through www.righttalk.com. Andy Miller in the studio today with Jerry Mullen. We will be streaming for the next 23 hours, by the way. You can find the schedule of a lot of things on our website, and especially the books that are on there for purchase. Endgame, Baghdad Ablaze, and now we have White King and the Doctor by Lee Kessler. So, also, you can contribute to the Christmas holiday program for the troops, too, by clicking on the Soldiers Memorial Fund and contributing there. We have our elves buying gifts in 2 weeks from now, and we'll be packaging everything up by about the fourth week of November to ship downrange to Iraq and Afghanistan. Anyhow, our guest, Dr. Andrew Kolarik, we're talking about internet terrorism around the world, and he's the best. He understands it better than anyone that I know. But Andrew, you know, it's a constant battle out there, and in many ways we're losing this information battle, and the jihadists out there and their supporters are very, very good at it. You know,
well, let me say that our government, is specifically the NSA, whom, yeah, I like those guys. They really have a capability. What you're dealing with, though, is the areas we can control. When we put our emphasis, we do control. I have no doubt about that. But again, it's a great big sea in cyberspace. You have all of these millions and millions of people. If you've got 6 billion people, 6.5 billion, whatnot, and 1% of them are malcontent. They're just nasty people. And, you know, just remember, Jesus found out 1 in 12 is going to screw you. So if only 1% is what we're dealing with, mm-hmm. that's still 60 million people. As a result, any one of these people can get a computer and start doing hacking. If they get better at it, they can share that knowledge to a whole host of people.
Well, we know they're teaching that. They're teaching that in the madrasas, Andrew. We know that, exporting them into England and other European countries as they teach them and get them up to speed. I mean, we have found centers, command centers that they use in Pakistan. In fact, they found one, Andrew, had three television monitors in there, and one of them was Fox News. They were watching all the time. This was out of Islamabad. What I was going to mention, too, Andrew, we do have some very good listening posts all around. We have a whole bunch in Afghanistan where we listen to the Taliban and al-Qaeda out of Peshawar and Quetta. So we're picking up a lot of intelligence. The trouble is being able to destroy it and going cross borders to do it.
Well, I think a lot of, with regards to cyberspace, they don't have a problem sacrificing the foot soldiers. You know, and if you get a whole bunch of young kids who, hey, they don't have to put their butt on the line on a battlefield. They can attack via the digital means. This is cool. This is fancy. This is challenging. And you can do it relatively anonymously for a pretty good period of time if you keep moving around. So eventually we do get them. But these are the foot soldiers. What we want is
a constant battle. It's a constant battle. Listen, we got to run, Andrew. I want to thank you very much for coming on today. And let's keep in close touch here. And anything that you do right, we'll put it up on our blog. You know, all of your articles and anything you want to, we'll post them on our blog. But
appreciate that.
For one, I appreciate all the work you're doing out there in cyberspace and trying to figure this out.
We do, too.
Andrew. Thank you. And we'll get your books put up on there as well, Cyber War and Cyber Terrorism. I think everybody in America and around the world should start understanding and trying to grasp the magnitude of what you're doing for us. And we as Americans certainly appreciate that, and I'm sure people around the world do as much.
Andrew, we do have you linked on our website.
Great.
Yeah,
yes.
We do have you. Well, thank you, Andrew.
If I can just add one quick thing,
The
reason that it's not that serious is because there's no dead bodies, but the bodies are to come if we don't do action now.
You're absolutely right.
Absolutely right.
Good point.
Thank you, Andrew.